Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
All right, here we go. Brand new Flyers Daily for the 30th day of the month of August 2023. Just one more day left in this month as we get closer and closer to NHL rookie camp, training camp, preseason, and an NHL season. Matter of fact, preseason opener, how about just 26 days from now? And the regular season opener against the Columbus Blue Jackets, now 43 days away. It's not that far off, and frankly, we need it. And in this episode, you know, we get to this time of year, our last episode of the month of August. It's our last month with no hockey. No hockey on the calendar. We had it a couple years ago when the NHL went to the bubble after the pandemic, but this August, and August is always a very slow month for hockey. Everybody goes away. It's cottage season. Players will start trickling in probably the end of this week, next week, and start those captain skates all in advance of training camp. But in this episode, I figured it was a good time to have of an important conversation. And I like to have this conversation before every season. Because, and I used to have this conversation a lot when I was doing my radio show. And it was before every sports team season, whether it was the Eagles, the Sixers, Phillies, Flyers, Union, whatever. You know, your sanity as a sports fan oftentimes is kind of derived from your expectations going into a season. Most of us are smart enough to know that not every year can be deemed a success or failure simply by saying, did you win a championship or not? It's just not practical to be that cut and dry about it. And we know that there's evolutions of an era or evolutions of teams. They build their way up. Sometimes some teams got to get to the playoffs and lose before they can win. And sometimes teams got to get good and then realize what they still need to get over the top. And you have to make those changes. And sometimes you'll ship out higher talent for need and what it takes to be a successful team. So this time of year is a great time to have that conversation about expectations going into this Flyers season. Now, when I wrote my 10 biggest Flyers question marks for 23-24, one of the ones I have not gone over with Bill yet, and that I did write, it was actually the 10th one I wrote. I put, will we feel optimism? Will the fan base feel optimism that under the new leadership of Danny Briere as the GM, Keith Jones as the president of hockey operations, and Dan Hilferty as the chairman, that the Flyers are on the right path? Now, we could have this conversation and I could sit here and say, yeah, I think they're on the right path. But frankly, all three of those guys are in their positions for the first time. Dan Hilferty's been a very successful businessman and done a lot of great things in his career. Keith Jones was a player, was in broadcasting for a very long time, has an incredible high-level hockey acumen, knows the league from being a broadcaster and just knowing the game. And Danny Briere is a guy that always fancied himself, even as a player, as being a guy that would like to construct teams. Very cerebral, conscious of what's happening in the league, smart hockey mind. But I don't know, we don't know, if we'll get to that feeling of optimism that they're on the right path. And that goes into expectations, again, going into this season. Now, as I was looking back through my email for some ideas of what to talk about in this episode, I saw this exchange I had with a listener named Jeff Kirsch, and this was way back in November. November 20th, he emailed me because I did a show about max effort, and is that enough at that time, you know, in early season last year, for Flyer fans to feel like they're moving forward? Because we know that John Tortorella brought in a different standard, a level of accountability, and, you know, the effort needed to be there night in and night out. You know, not every period of all 82 games it's going to look like that. But I think a lot of us felt that, in watching the team, that effort, will, all those things were not the reason why they weren't winning games. And I want to just read this one part of what Jeff said in his email. He said, while I realize not all fans will agree with me that the max effort we see right now is enough, but it's all we can ask for is an honest effort. He said, this year, I've seen that every night without fail. Yeah, it sucks they're losing. It sucks the last 2 years have transpired the way they have. It sucks that this team was rolling and a legit cup threat. Then a global pandemic hit, and for a myriad of reasons, the train went off the tracks. Yet, that's the reality. So, as we head into this season, I don't think the conversation should be about effort. I hope the conversation's not about effort, because if we're having a conversation about effort, it's likely an issue. It's got to be a given. That was year one last year. That was one of the foundational blocks that Torts brought in last year. That's got to be a given this year. You don't get bonus points for that. So that has to be there. So that's part of the past, even though the trait has to continue this year and beyond. But what does progress look like for this Flyers team this year? We know about some of the subtractions, whether that's Kevin Hayes, Ivan Provorov, others. We know about the additions, Mark Stahl, Garnet Hathaway, Ryan Poehling. We know where they are from a roster standpoint for the most part. We'll see if Tyson Forrester makes the team. We'll see if Emil Andre makes the team or is called up, or how things play out. But what does progress look like for this team? Can the progress of this team be quantified in simple terms? And simple terms in sports means wins and losses, moving the needle forward from a record standpoint. I don't know that it is necessarily. I mean, look, sports ultimately is about winning and losing. It's about your record. You are what your record says you are. Fact of the matter is, Flyers in 82 games last year were 31, 38, and 13, 75 points, 7th place in the Metropolitan Division. There's nothing about that to dispute. But if they aren't that, is it impossible that we could see progress? Do they need to be higher than 75 points in this upcoming season to have anything considered progress? Or is it still just the eye test? When you watch the team, you know that either they are moving forward, they are progressing, or they aren't. Sometimes you can just see that with your eyes, and the result doesn't necessarily matter at this point. Ultimately, results will matter. They always do in sports. It's how you get into the playoffs, and you can't go chase a championship unless you get into the playoffs. But how is progress going to be quantified? And there's a big question mark when it comes to quantifying progress. How much do you discount or do you weigh injuries? Now, last year, the Flyers were missing two very key pieces early in the season. First of all, Joel Farabee was coming back from the surgery, ended up playing all 82. But Sean Couturier didn't play a single shift. Cam Atkinson didn't play a single shift last year. So if you look at that, how much do you look at what the Flyers did last year, and because those two players didn't play at all, weren't available, take that into consideration? These are all things you have to consider. The reality of it is those two guys didn't play, and if they did play and had relatively commensurate seasons to what they've done in the past, then they would obviously, I think, been a better team. But they weren't there. So how does progress get quantified, and how much consideration do you lend to wins and losses? It's going to be difficult. You know, we got to see players like Owen Tippett continue to develop his NHL game. We got to see players like Cam York, Noah Cates, Morgan Frost when he gets signed. You know, Rasmus Ristolainen was a guy that had a very good season last year. His best NHL season, not from a point standpoint, just from a performance standpoint. Is he still going to be on that path to being a more responsible player, a player that doesn't take himself out of plays? How are guys like Travis Sanheim going to rebound and Joel Farabee? Those are going to be all parts of the equation. And while I thought that the task that John Tortorella had last year was difficult, I think this year it's just as difficult, maybe even more difficult. Because now you have some players that showed that they belong in the NHL. Now the next step of that head coach is making them realize that they got another gear they can go to. They have another plateau that they can, another level that they can go up. And sometimes that's harder. Players are playing for their careers, and now that they know that they're NHL players, where you have a contract, now getting them to the next level is difficult. And obviously, he's got to still continue to police the standard of play with this team. And that's got to be one of, as I've termed it before, the non-negotiables. And I'm sure that's something that Torts is going to talk about in training camp. So to kind of wrap this up, and I want to hear from Flyer fans, you can always tweet me at Jason Myrt, JasonMyrt. You can send me a DM there on Twitter as well. You can also email me at jason.myrtetus, MYRTETUS, at gmail.com. But I want to know what progress looks like. To go back to that point that I made in the top 10 question marks, will we feel optimism under Danny Briere, Keith Jones, and Dan Hilferty? The Flyers are on the right path. So with that said, what will they need to do, or what will you need to see to know that they're on the right path? And is it as simple as the bottom line, wins and losses, how they play? I think this team's forward group has got some pretty good depth. And if you have Couturier and Atkinson, then it'll be much more formidable than last year's. The blue line is obviously a big question mark. You have Sean Walker, who you got in that trade from the LA Kings. You've got Mark Stahl, but you still have Travis Sanheim and Rasmus Ristolainen and Cam York and Nick Seeler and guys like Andre knocking on the door and Ronnie Attard. But you don't have Ivan Provorov. So what does progress look like? I look forward to hearing everybody's response, and we'll talk about it further as we go on through the days here, counting down our way to the 2023-24 NHL season. Everybody, thanks for listening. Friday's episode, we're going to have a former Flyer goaltender. He has been in broadcasting for a very long time as well. One of the great characters of hockey. How about Glenn Chico Resch to be our guest on Friday's Flyers Daily? So join us then for a brand new Flyers Daily. I was yours and